Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Doing exciting work on this Friday. Very excited about Inter Miami winning. Got a game 7 in basketball. Omar, are we taking a closer look at this picture circulating around on the internet of Kevin Durant, Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra, and we have now come to the conclusion it is a fake picture, and you knew it right away because...
Tampering, baby.
That would be a huge tampering. It is most likely AI-generated, but that does not change the fact that Kevin Durant has said that Miami is one of his preferred destinations, and it's one of the few teams that, if he were to be traded to, would be willing to sign a long-term deal, which has a lot of Miami Heat fans going.
At 37, right?
Huh?
Yeah.
Didn't we just trade Jimmy Butler and have a whole contract situation with younger than Kevin Durant?
But Kevin Durant is, Jimmy is a superstar, but Kevin Durant's probably a different level of superstar. The question I have is, Kevin Durant hasn't been a winner for probably the last four seasons. Why has he not been a winner for the last four seasons?
That's a very good question. His numbers are great.
Yes.
As far as points, rebounds, and I'll give you this. He'll give you 26 points, and for an NBA superstar, we'll play a little bit of defense, more than some other guys.
Yeah. Now, here's my thing. If there's anybody who's ever earned the benefit of the doubt, or I give the total pass on evaluation, even though things haven't always panned out right, it would be Pat Riley.
Right.
He's done it for decades. He's built this organization over and over and over and over and over again. He's shown you, even if they decide to trade four first-round draft picks for Kevin Durant, Pat Riley has shown you and proven to you he doesn't need draft picks.
He doesn't need that, yeah. Although your best two players on the team are people that you drafted.
That's true, and that's cute, and all well and good. But he could also go find some second-round picks and develop them and turn them into NBA players.
Done that, too.
So if Pat Riley and his organization feels that this is the best route for the Miami Heat, I'm all on board. My problem is, I just don't see how Kevin Durant makes you an immediate contender in the East, even though I think the East is relatively weak. How does that put you in the same category as Cleveland? How does that put you in the same category as the Pacers? How does that put you in the same category as the Knicks, which obviously took a step forward? And Kevin Durant is a tremendously good player. The question is he going to be a franchise changer?
That's what I say. I hear the arguments for not getting Kevin Durant. The age, the injuries, the winning percentage when he's had a lot handed to him. He's been on the big three a couple times. He had Devin Booker to play with. He had Bradley Beal. That didn't work out exactly. But he hasn't really been winning. He puts up good numbers, but he doesn't
affect
games.
Remember the day
games.
When we needed Bradley Beal?
We were going to give the farm for Bradley Beal, and we got Kyle Lowry instead and thought that that was a better, you know, cheaper, better route. And both
took us to the finals, though.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it actually was kind of integral in getting up to the finals. But nonetheless, I hear those arguments, but this is what I want to say. Number one, I have hemmed and hawed through these past three seasons with the Miami Heat being average, hoping that Jimmy Butler will turn into playoff Jimmy at the end. Now we don't have that. I've seen the struggles that we've had in the fourth quarter last year and at times getting points in games, shooting percentage. For 3 years now, I have not struggled, but I've hemmed and hawed, I'd say, because there's been some highs, there's been some lows. You got to take a shot with Kevin Durant if you can get him.
So you think this is just a, we got to take a shot?
We got to take a shot.
But is this about selling tickets, take a shot? Or is this about title contending, take a shot?
Title contending teams that take a shot. We need more than 8, 10, 12 points in the fourth quarter. This is the guy who can go out and get his shot. You can guard him perfectly, and he still makes shots.
That's true.
In the fourth quarter, when Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo are looking around with their hands up in the air, Kevin Durant can say, hold my beer. And this is the thing. What are you going to do? You can't run it back. We've seen what it's done the past 3 years, and we've actually gotten worse with the subtraction of Jimmy Butler and the additions of whoever you want to add. I know Andrew Wiggins. But also this, the East is going to be a little bit down this year in the way I feel. We know that Jason Tatum most likely going to be out for the whole season. That hurts Boston a lot. The Cavs, you know, we'll see what happens with them. They were really good in the regular season.
They post-season. Need to figure out how to become a title contender.
The Pacers, they're on a fairy tale run right now. Is it for real? Is it sustainable? We'll see.
The Knicks, might lead to a championship, though.
The Knicks, well, yeah, they're one game away.
The Pistons are coming, too, by the way.
Okay, yeah, the Pistons are, but we'll go through some more of them also. The Knicks, they are a good team, but they fire Tom Thibodeau. And then the Knicks are going to be the Knicks, man.
Yeah.
The Knicks. That's what the Clippers do out in the West. The Clippers are the Clippers. You can guarantee they're going to find a way to screw things up, just like they did. I don't like the firing of Tom Thibodeau. I like Tom Thibodeau. Who are you going to get that's better? I don't know. The Pistons, yeah, very athletic.
Yeah.
Very good. But a team that you can beat, especially if you have the likes of Kevin Durant. So maybe you catch the East down a little bit last year, and you get a good year out of Kevin Durant. Tyler Hero continues to play the way Tyler Hero plays. Bam plays a little more free. I think he was really, really dragged down by the whole Jimmy Butler situation, having to be the captain for the first year, kind of having to tote the party line, but still be loyal to Jimmy Butler.
Oh, no. I don't know. I don't know about that. I didn't know that there was, like, tension between Bam and Jimmy. I had no idea.
It's a lot to handle as a captain, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's your guy, but at the same time, you're got to tote the party line. So maybe you get him down this year. You get the East down. And with Kevin Durant, maybe these are teams that you can beat not only during the regular season, but especially in a seven-game series. And, you know, hate to say it, maybe we get playoff KD. He starts going off, and we see what he can do in the playoffs. He almost won a series one time with Brooklyn the Bucks?
It was a toe of the Bucks.
A toe was out of bounds or something.
Toe was over the line.
It's just, you know, I look at that. Why not take a shot? And, you know, pardon the pun, shoot your shot. This could be
Shoot your shot.
And, you know, this also sounds very reminiscent of Jimmy. Like, hey, KD, let's get you over here. Play this year out, and we'll give you a big contract. But he's probably not going to want to do that. He's probably going to want to land here and get an extension right away.
Absolutely. No question about it.
And you know what? And for those of you like, why don't you just play out this year? Would you
that's
do that?
That's not how it works. That's not how it works in professional sports. Here's my question to you, to both of you gentlemen.
Oh, you want my opinion on this?
I do want your opinion, Trevor. Do you trade Wiggins and Hero and draft picks to get this deal done?
No.
Hold on, wait. Hear me out. Because Phoenix isn't just going to want your scraps. I'm going to want where, number one?
You're going to get him. You have him. Take him. I know that this is blasphemy to Heat fans. Take him.
I'm going to have to throw in Wiggins because, obviously, they're going to want a piece that has some value. But if I want to win this trade from Phoenix's standpoint, it's not draft picks. Mm-hmm. It's I need a star, and I need one of your most valuable pieces. Obviously, Bam is untouchable if you're the Heat. Bam brings too many intangibles to the table for you to give him up, and I think he's part of the appeal for Durant to come here because apparently they developed some close relationship bond during their Olympic time.
Bam's best friends with everybody, though.
Yeah, that's true.
We hear that about Anthony Edwards. We hear that about Damian Lillard. We heard about that.
It's true, but everybody wants to play with a player like that, non-ball dominant big man who plays defense. Come on, everybody wants one of those on their team. The Heat, fortunately, has a team that's built around him. But so he's untouchable. But Hero, now you don't put Hero on the table to get Durant?
No.
That's a deal breaker for you?
I don't
you?
Think you can win a championship without Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, and Kevin Durant. But so then what are you doing?
I'm not going to let you keep all your pieces.
You're going to get Khalil Ware.
I'm going to get Wiggins.
You're going to get Wiggins. You're going to get a whole lot of draft picks. There's going to be some money matches and some sweeteners in there. But, man, the thing is KD's been devalued. The Knicks basically said, no, thank you. Anthony Edwards said, I'm not going to campaign for him to come here. They're going to find out eventually. They're going to come to the table. And, of course, they're going to talk all this big talk like, we want everything. These are great.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to work up the price. At the end of the day, they're going to get a disgruntled player like Jimmy Butler that doesn't want to play, and you're not going to get anything. So eventually you're going to have to do what – Jimmy Butler's a great example. Get what you can get.
Trade deadline. Okay. So obviously Durant wants it done now as opposed to being traded in the middle of the season and have to go through the motions.
Yeah, because then he has to play out.
And he's a superstar who's used to controlling the terms of the situation.
Yep.
So – but I don't understand how – and I'm curious of what your opinion is – how Hero is a non-negotiable to you guys.
I'm going to say this. I'm not a Heat fan anyways, but I'll throw him in the deal anyways.
You throw him in the deal?
Yeah.
So what
but it also, to me, this is me also. It feels very New York Knicks early 2000s. You need a star just to have a star to make people come to the building.
We are star.
I know, but this is how I feel anyways.
How much better are you without Tyler Hero, Kevin Durant, and Bam Adebayo? Are you that much better?
No, but I could still build pieces around
and Tyler Hero's younger. You could still build a future with Tyler Hero.
Yeah.
Honestly, Kevin Durant, I think he's got 2 years in the tank left.
Okay. 2 years, you're right.
That could be your window.
But can I – here's my thing. They're not going to want your stray pieces.
They don't want Duncan Robinson.
Pat Riley didn't want the stray pieces of the Golden State Warriors, but lo and behold, look what we got.
Okay.
It's what's available, get.
Fair point.
KD ain't going to do nothing for Phoenix this year.
So hold on. So you're telling me you're keeping Hero off the table. If I tell you no Hero, no conversation, you're walking away.
Tough business, yeah. It's tough business. You can't win a championship, in my opinion, without Hero.
I need to know what the callers are saying. I need to know what the texters are saying.
305-567.
Listen. Is Hero off the table?
Everybody's saying Khalil Ware is off the table. I would trade. I'd sell Khalil Ware out in a minute. Goodbye.
Khalil's gone. That Khalil gets me to the conversation.
Yeah,
like he has
he
to.
He starts it.
He starts the conversation.
Some people are saying he's untouchable on the text line.
So okay, it's to me a Ware Hero. Wiggins, and I don't know how the money matches up, and draft picks gets the deal done.
Okay, a lot of people are agreeing with you on this one. 786 says, buy Hero. 954 says, I'd rather keep Khalil Ware. Move on from Hero if need be. Ware is a future asset.
Yes, he is.
Tyler Hero's also pretty young. I'd actually trade Bam and build around Ware.
Are you kidding me?
That's where we lost you on that one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you lost me on that one.
You got some more coming in right now for you, Omar. 786, Hero is so overrated. He was an all-star and won three-point contest last year. 786, Hero.
That's about building your value, I don't think it's ever going to get any higher.
I will agree with this. Hero all-barbecue chicken defense team. He is terrible at defense. I'm sorry about that. And they said he's gotten better. I'm like, well, he couldn't have gotten any worse.
Where was that defense game four anyways? Just the Cavs.
I mean, any game. He's, oh, man. So 786 says, trade Tyler, Duncan, Luca, Cat, let's hunt. Who's hungry? Hero is tiny and weak. Ware is better than Hero. The people like Khalil Ware more than Tyler Hero.
I mean, but I look at it from this standpoint. We're not having a conversation unless Khalil Ware's
in
the deal. If I'm Phoenix, that Khalil Ware has to be in the deal.
He has to be. 954 says that, well, how are you guys saying that Durant doesn't make us a contender? I am saying Kevin Durant makes us a contender. I don't see that. Jimmy Butler got you guys to two finals. Durant scores 30 points a game in his sleep. We're 100% a contender with him. I do not need to know the rest of the team. Well, you kind of do need to know the rest of the team. I'm saying Kevin Durant makes you a contender, especially in the East with the possibility of the East being down next year. That's why I'm saying let's try to get this deal done. We're just trying to work out the finer points of this deal. Of course, as a Heat fan, you can have, and this is what they tell me for Zion too. Heat fan, we'll give you Jaime Jaquez Jr., Duncan Robinson.
Yeah, we'll give you all our scraps.
You can get Terry Rozier.
Yeah, and, No. Here's part of the trade. You have to keep Terry Rozier. Yeah, they don't want him. They want you to keep him. So.
You have to re-sign Terry Rozier before we even try to talk to you about KD.
We gotta make sure he's not point shaving right now.
Oh man, KD and Bam without Hero does nothing for us. I agree with you, 786. I think you need that quote unquote, I hate to say it with KD, big three. You need that big three in there. But yeah, Ware is definitely a piece. And for the people that think Khalil Ware is better or going to be better than Tyler Hero, hold on that. Just hold. I'll tell you right now, hold. But yeah, Phoenix in no way is going to take Jaime Jaquez Jr., Terry Rozier.
No.
Duncan Robinson.
I don't mind building
two draft picks.
I don't mind, and I don't know what happened to Triple J last year. I have no idea.
No idea.
No, I don't think any of us did. If they want him, they can get him. But more than likely, they're going to want more.
Yeah.
And Hero is that more. Hero stock can't be any higher right now.
So do you think the Suns would make the trade? Let's just do a theoretical right here. Do the Suns make the trade if we offer Hero, Ware, and a draft pick for KD?
No, I think you got to sweeten it a little bit more.
Sweeten it more?
Yeah, absolutely. One, I don't know if the money works.
Right.
That money does not work.
But I'm saying, whatever you do.
It's got to be Wiggins.
The basis of the trade. We don't talk about all the ancillary details of Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis. The main part of the trade.
Are we also getting stuff from scraps from Phoenix as well?
Of course. Of course we're getting. That's where the money works. We get scraps here, there, and everywhere else like that. But at the main part of the trade, I think Phoenix does that. If they can get Hero, and him and Devin Booker kind of play the same position.
Hero, Ware.
A couple of a first round draft.
No. You need more than that. Hero, yeah. Ware. You got to throw a third player in. Maybe it's Wiggins and then a draft pick. Makes it work.
Okay. I mean, I'm up for anything now because what happened in the past, and I know 1 year we made that run of the playoffs, but regular season-wise, what's happened the past 3 years is, I mean, we can't just continue on. And Pat Riley's not going to continue. 80's the new 60 for him. Not going to continue on like that. Should be interesting. It seems like, man, Tyler Hero just can't get off the trading block, man. Every year, he gets better and better scores, stays healthy, he's an all-star.
He's well compensated, though.
And he is well compensated.
And he's also looking for a new deal.
Okay.
So.
Dang, you know, he'd like the Phoenix lifestyle, too. I always thought it would be funny if he ever got traded somewhere like
Utah. He's from Milwaukee. Most people in Wisconsin retire in Arizona.
And he hates Wisconsin, so, you know, just saying. You know. I'm sure his girlfriend or wife or whatever would be very happy to move to Utah. I always thought it'd be funny to send him like Utah or Charlotte.
Yeah, I remember Utah was on the trade block. Utah was in discussions at one point. Yeah.
Absolutely. So we'll see how it goes. Speaking of trades, we got another looming trade here in South Florida. I want to talk to Omaha. I'm thinking about the College World Series. Omar next here on 560 WQAM.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Join Tobin and Solana Sunday at noon as they celebrate the Panthers Stanley Cup Championship and broadcast live from Lulu's Bait Shack on Fort Lauderdale Beach from the Panthers Parade and Celebration, sponsored by Gulfstream Park. Thrills at every turn at Gulfstream Racetrack and Casino. Yeah, we're going to be broadcasting live from the parade. We're going to get it going early, probably around noon, and when the parade gets started. And we are going to be having ourselves a good time in South Florida. Hopefully the sun and the fun will be out at that. The fun is going to be out no matter what, but please join us over there at Lulu's. It is going to be a great time. If you went last year, you know already. If you didn't go last year, this is your second chance. Very rarely in life do you get a second chance. Panthers have given you that second chance to celebrate with that parade. Also want to remind you, coming up at 9:20, stay tuned. Pro Football Talk. Mike Florio going to be joining us, as he always does on a Friday at around 9:20. He's always saying interesting things about the Miami Dolphins, and we're going to have some good questions for him.
Radio Wars. Omar Kelly, Mike Florio, be there.
The last radio war was not very fun with Omar, so let's not have a radio war.
There is going to be no radio war. I've got a ton of respect for Mike Florio. I just disagree with one major component of something that he said last week, and I think the difference is you have to be on the ground floor. I have covered a lot, and when I say a lot, I have covered a lot of coaches who had no business being head coach. I do stand firmly entrenched in my position that Mike is a head coach.
I always thought Florio liked Mike McDaniel.
When Mike was winning, and it's all good to, you know, pile on when the losses happen. People don't realize Mike's record is
very good especially for the Dolphins.
Yeah, Mike has a 28-23 record.
Yeah,
as a head coach, like that's pretty successful. He's delivered a number one offense, a number six offense, and a number 18 offense in the NFL.
And he revived a quarterback that had been pretty shaken by the previous regime.
Now, does he coach defense? No.
It's not his job.
Well, technically it is his job because he's the head coach, but he's the type of offensive coordinator that hires a defensive coordinator, and that defensive coordinator does his thing. But he's delivered two top 10 defenses in the last 2 years.
Yes.
And that was a defense that really was sparse on talent last year, even though, you know, considering it, they're probably a little bit more sparse this year than they were last year. But that just shows you that how much of a good coach Anthony Weaver has the potential to be. So I'm curious to see how things play out this season. But of course, you got to have success. You cannot have adversity early in your season and then fight back, respond to it, settle in. And you know, that to me is the biggest accomplishment that Mike has really done throughout his career. I thought 2023, as impressive as it was, the turnaround last season was even more impressive because that team could have flatlined.
Ooh, yeah, they could have absolutely quit.
Yeah.
Absolutely quit.
And
had every excuse
considering all the turmoil that they had within the team. And I don't know what point it was where I realized, hey, but it did hit me during the season, hey, this team doesn't really like each other.
Mm.
They don't really have a bond. They don't really have a chemistry. And it was a lot of the leadership from Teron Armstead and Calais Campbell holding things together. They were the glue guys. Now, the question I have is, can you have success without your glue guys holding things together? And that points to Mike, because Mike has got to, one, elevate other leaders, and two, sew it all together as a coach. And I is tremendously challenging because I don't think this year's roster is as good as last year's roster.
I would agree with that. And also, we're about to at least one at some point lose Jalen Ramsey, mutually kind of parting ways. We saw that J.R. Alexander signed. Now, it was kind of a team-friendly deal, I heard, with the Baltimore Ravens.
It's $6 million. Team-friendly is...
$4 million for 1 year plus a $2 million bonus.
Yeah.
And they said that he kind of wanted to reunite with Lamar Jackson because they played together in Louisville. But... I mean, J.R. Alexander is pretty, maybe not as good as Jalen Ramsey, but what are we going to get for Jalen Ramsey now? The market, kind of says that not too much.
No, I don't think you were going to get anything anyway, too much. Actually, it's 1 year, $4 million. I'm trying to see if there's some base to it. That's about the going rate for a cornerback right now. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's the offer that the Dolphins have on the table for Rasul Douglas. But Jair probably wanted to play for a contender.
He has a little more. Yeah, Lamar
has some history. I think Lamar's got a little bit of cachet in terms of who, hey, I need this guy here. And if you're the Baltimore Ravens, you should be accumulating more talent because you need a better team and you need a better defense in order to get to where you want to go. If the money's equivalent, wouldn't you sign with Baltimore as opposed to Miami?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised it's 1 year, $4 million. I'm curious to see if there's incentive. I heard it was 1 year, $6 million.
Well, there's a $2 million like bonus incentives and stuff like that.
And that's why I need the details of these deals.
I haven't seen all the details. But when I
saw that, Mike Florio has it.
When I saw that number, I was like, wow, I had to read into it. Like I said, it's like, that is, to me, it's low. But
I say this all the time. My colleague asked me this. How much are players going to get at this point in the season? You're four is probably the average, six at the height. So anybody who's out of work right now, most of them are age veterans who want to skip OTAs and show up at just training camp. And they're not going to be premium dollar players.
Right.
You're going to get $4 million. Now, there are some good starters that are still out there.
Well, like you said, a lot of these guys like J.R. Alexander and Jalen Ramsey, they're more of a luxury than a necessity for most teams. And that also goes into the bargaining. I live in a dream world, in a dream scenario. What would make the Dolphins best in this Jalen Ramsey situation? And tell me how crazy this is, because I know it is. Is there any way they hug it out, be nice, and say, you know what? Let's just play this thing out. And Jalen Ramsey acts right, Dolphins act right, and they play this season out in Miami.
Based on all the people involved and the tones that they've taken towards one another, I would say no.
Right. But wouldn't that be best for the Dolphins?
Yeah, but I think they've come to the conclusion that, I can't sit here and tell you I know for certain what this is all about. There's talk of the tardiness. There's talk of diva personality. There's talk of Mike not being a good leader. There's so much talk associated with it. Talk of Jalen not wanting to be part of the team. Talk of Jalen not believing in Mike. Talk of Jalen wanting to go back to L.A. for family reasons. I don't know what is at the genesis of why this relationship is soured, but it has soured to the point where Mike McDaniel will not talk about Jalen Ramsey.
Oof. Man.
And Mike is not that type of guy.
But you don't get immediately better trading him for draft pick.
It doesn't matter what you trade him for.
You're not getting better.
immediately. No.
I'm talking about immediately.
Yeah. Jalen's the type of player he's probably worth a win or two.
Yeah.
On your season.
Absolutely. And last year, I thought he had a good season, and it was kind of a down year for him.
It was.
But he was still a great player.
Tremendous season.
He still made plays all over the field.
When you can put that much on one player's shoulders, and that's the value of Jalen Ramsey, you could put the entire defense on his shoulders, and he can carry the load. Even if he gets beat, like let's say the Jets game, probably the worst game he played.
It happens.
Move on, and that's the value of what he brings to the table and how he responds to adversity. Jalen can get beat for a 50-yard touchdown. Shake it off.
Yep.
I'm right back.
Next play. Next blitz, play. Quarterback.
Whereas a Cam Smith, a Storm Duck, Ethan Bonner, Jason Marshall Jr., You don't know how long they're going to respond to it. Noah Igbinoghen, he's still responding to getting beat up by Russell Wilson. It's been 5 years later.
Yeah.
Like he's still trying to recover from that. Cam Smith is still trying to recover from Vic Fangio.
I've closed the book on Cam Smith.
Yeah, you should close the book on Cam Smith. I don't want to.
I never open up the book anyway.
I opened up the book.
I never did because Omar told me don't waste.
Listen, I will say this about Cam Smith. I didn't understand why he wasn't playing in his rookie season because he was clearly good and on par with Eli Apple. It was just a matter of Vic Fangio did not trust him. Vic Fangio had no trust in him that he was going to do his responsibilities and do his assignments, and that's why he wasn't playing. But I will say this. The player that Cam Smith was as a rookie on the practice field, I haven't seen since that rookie season.
Yeah, I watched him preseason as a rookie, and I was like, the guy's right where he needs to be.
Yep.
And then he's just digressed so much from there, and I figure it's a little bit in his head. You told me he had a really bad hamstring maybe at some point.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of held him back.
And he thinks in his mind that I just need to stay healthy. That's all it is. It's just my health.
I like the confidence.
Yeah, except, yeah, you got tore up. You got tore up last season when you were playing.
He did get tore up.
And I believe that he will be targeted again this year if he steps onto the field. But for me to sit here and justify him starting, no, I can't do it.
It's going to be interesting in the cornerback and just the DBs in general situation for the Dolphins. We're going to continue to talk about that. And also, been doing some late night viewing. I want to talk to Omar about that next here on 560 WQAM.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
As Joe Rose would say, you can't mess up a Friday, and you really can't, especially when we got Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk coming on in just a little while, around 9:20. Stay tuned for that. Also have the text rolling in, 786, text in at 305-567-0560. Good morning, guys. Love Omar. Can you please say who's going to broadcast live from the parade on Sunday? Oh, I can absolutely do that for you. Let me explain what is going to be happening for this big parade. Join Tobin and Solana Sunday at noon as they celebrate the Panthers Stanley Cup Championship and broadcast live from Lulu's Bait Shack on Fort Lauderdale Beach.
From the Panthers Parade and Celebration sponsored by Gulfstream Park, thrills at every turn at Gulfstream Racetrack and Casino. So just tune in noon to about 3 o'clock. They're going to be broadcasting live. You can go out to Lulu's Bait Shack in Fort Lauderdale, right on the parade route. Go on out there, celebrate your Panthers being the best darn hockey team in the whole wide world. Got some other texts rolling in, 305-567-0560. A lot of people saying Tyler Hero isn't all that great. You're right, Omar. We need to trade him. We got to get KD. You'll see about that. A lot of people also saying Khalil Ware untradeable. Omar, Khalil Ware untradeable.
Yeah, they're taking him off the table. I'm sorry. If I'm the Phoenix Suns, we don't have a conversation unless Khalil Ware is included.
The roof's the ceiling for Khalil Ware, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, if he can pull that off and where they can keep him, that would be phenomenal. But
so it's more important to keep Khalil Ware than Tyler Hero, a proven commodity?
I live in reality. No offense, but cheap talent is what everybody wants in all sports. Cheap talented players with tons of upside.
Jaden Daniels.
Khalil Ware is probably your number one commodity piece.
Okay.
Which is clearly why the Phoenix Suns would want him. We don't even begin a conversation if I'm the Phoenix Suns without Khalil Ware being on the table.
Right. Might have to even, and we keep Nikola Jokic, Jovic, we keep not mentioning. He was probably a major piece to that too. Young, long, talented.
Yeah, I would rather Ware. If I'm Phoenix, I won't Ware.
You won't Ware more than Jovic.
Yeah.
For sure.
If you're gonna throw both of them in, then maybe I'll let you keep Hero.
Let you keep Hero? Oh, okay. Hey, really?
Yeah, but you got to sweeten the deal.
I can throw in Ware and Jovic.
My thought is, and this is probably where I need to talk to somebody a little bit more tuned in, because I don't know how the monies match up. But you know, Wiggins. If I'm Phoenix, Wiggins can either be on or off the deal.
You probably need Duncan Robinson's contract.
I'm not taking Duncan Robinson.
I know, but it's out of the way to get the money.
It's the money thing. Yeah,
yeah. I get you, but I'd actually like a player that I would actually want.
Which I know, but you need to make the money match up, anyways.
Okay. You're not going to force me to take Duncan Robinson.
Well, I'm just saying
the math, man. It's all math.
Yeah. You clearly have to have Ware in the conversation, because I'm not having a conversation with you unless Ware is involved. And
cheap talent with a high ceiling, yes.
Cheap talent with a high ceiling. And I absolutely would prefer Hero over Wiggins.
And you're absolutely going to take Terry Rozier, right?
No. Yeah, you keeping Terry Rozier is a non-negotiable to me if I'm Phoenix.
Speaking of young talent with an upside, we haven't gotten to this yet, Omar, and I want to get your take on it. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. Shedeur Sanders, he was arrested the other day for going 101 in a 6-day, and now it's come out.
Arrested or ticketed?
Ticketed, I'm sorry. Looking now, he has now been cited twice in the month for speeding. Is there any cause for alarm on that?
You'd want your quarterback to be out of the headlines.
That's true.
However, you know, young black male driving expensive car fast, you know.
In fact, you don't have to drive fast, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
The fast part is just ancillary to.
Yeah, I like Cleveland. I do like Cleveland. I think Cleveland is one of the more underrated cities in the United States, and I will say that till the day that I die. I love the downtown area. They have a landing that's pretty cool. You know, yeah, it gets really cold there, but if you go in a decent time of the year, it's a pretty decent place to be.
Okay, and this is my thing about Shedeur Sanders with the speeding thing. Yeah, of course, you don't want your quarterback making headlines. You don't want all that. But at the same time, we've all been 20. Well, not we have all been, but all of us in the room have been 23 before.
Yeah.
All of us feel invincible. All of us have done some. And when I say,
or got pulled over by the Ohio State Highway Patrol.
Even
anyways,
Trevor got pulled over.
I've been pulled over there many of times in that state.
Yeah.
How
often? Here's the thing, and when I was younger, I'll admit all my cars in my life have always been sports cars.
Uh-oh.
Always been the souped up, the sports version of whatever it is, including what I'm driving now.
Mm.
However, at my mature age, I don't think I'm going over 100 anymore.
Right. And he and his girlfriend were, I don't know if they were street racing or what, she also got cited for going like 90 in a 60. So I don't know what they're up to.
He has a girlfriend?
That's what they said.
Okay.
Omar, it sounds like Jerry Hughes and Martarius, one of the old Bills, just doing drag racing in the summer of 2015 almost.
That's not good. That's not
sad. No.
And Danny Renowitz brought up a good point yesterday, especially as a father. That's scary just because of the danger involved with, not even, I wouldn't say reckless, just going 100. It's just dangerous. I do understand that, but I do understand also that he's 23 years old and we all do crazy things. I don't barely drive over the speed limit anymore. I think I go about 60, maybe 70 if the interstate is wide open.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really, I think it's more,
it's a young people thing.
It's a young people thing,
I've done it.
I think it's more of just time of the year. It's something to talk about. It's Shador Sanders.
But yeah, you come on, Shador, twice?
Yeah.
You would have thought,
trying to make a team.
Yeah, you would have thought that you were, you know, but the fact that we're making a headline over speeding tickets for Shador, come on, let's be real. Like, you know, we're talking about a number three, maybe number four quarterback in Cleveland.
Is there any chance he climbs up?
Yeah, there's a chance. I think he's got some talent. It's not like Joe Flacco is going to...
Or Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett. Come on, let's be real.
And we don't know what Dylan Gabriel has because he's also a rookie.
Yeah, he's also a rookie. I'm curious to see where one of those rookies is going to end up starting. So it'll be curious to see. I'm curious to see how Shador plays. I think and I've been looking into it primarily because Luke kind of baited me into it. Like, oh, everybody's claiming that Shador's doing so great. And that's the main reason why the Dolphins probably avoided drafting him to begin with, because they were in position in the fifth round. They just chose Jordan Phillips over Shador. Hopefully you don't look like an idiot doing that. But the attention that he was going to get, and I'm a media member, so understand this is coming from somebody pretty credible. The attention that he was going to get was not worth the squeeze.
Okay, I understand. I mean, plus
absolutely not worth this.
Plus, we had Quinn Ewers sitting in line and wake. He's gonna be all pro in a couple of years.
Exactly, Quinn Ewers, and here's the difference that just to help you understand it from a media perspective.
Don't besmirch my guy's name.
I haven't even paid attention to Quinn Ewers. I don't even think I've even watched some of his reps because those are the third teamers. They're not very good. And it's not going to be good to evaluate. And he has not performed that.
Highest high school prospect ever, Omar. Why are you going to say this?
So understand, this is – so I couldn't tell you much about Quinn Ewers. I have no desire or interest in talking to him.
He's probably the best quarterback on the roster.
Sure.
If you don't know me
– If it were Shador
– Oh, I'll be talking about that.
If it were Shador – we would be trying to talk to him every single day.
Yeah, that's true.
If it was Shador, we'd be tracking every single throw. If it were Shador, we'd be showing you every possible highlight of him. We'd be talking about him on radio. And that's exactly what the Miami Dolphins wanted to avoid.
Okay.
So understand why you have Jordan Phillips as opposed to Shador Sanders. Even though they knew they needed a third quarterback, you don't want that kind of focus and attention. It becomes a distraction.
You're taking your focus and attention away from the real question is, at what point will Quinn Ewers overtake Tua Tagovailoa to be the starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins?
Yes. And that's not even... I can't even tell you. That wouldn't even be part of any kind of conversation that anybody in the organization would have. But that would be the conversation that media would force.
Okay, maybe we'll ask Mike Florio. He's coming up at 9:20. Oh, I'm not going to ask him that at all. But we'll talk about that. We've got another segment coming up before that. Going to get you caught up with everything happening in the sports world with Trevor's headlines. Stay tuned. Final hour of the Joe Rose Show, 560 WQAM.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.